The boy stepped up, balancing himself with the ease of a born acrobat. He hung onto the top of the door and heaved himself up, feet scrabbling on the smooth metal for a grip.
Some kind of red flashing light.
Ryan was hesitant to abandon the gateway. Not every redoubt had a Matran's facility. If they managed to claw their way out of this fortress, it could be months before they managed to get themselves back into the network of gateways. Maybe never.
There's gotta be some way in. I hate the idea of just walking away from it.
Jack vaulted lightly down.
Don't like red light. Angry.
Jack's right. I don't like it either.
Should be an audible warning, though.
We broke big red wire and ceiling.
What? What's that, Jack?
Broke wire. Looks like speaker's wire.
There's more lights going out.
JB and Ryan looked at each other. If the teenager was correct, then the broken wire could lead to a system of loudspeakers for their section of the redoubt.
Jack, can you join the ends?
Sure. Help up. Easy.
Ryan cupped his hands again, and Jack went back up.
Yeah. Almost done.
114 minutes to destruct. Proceed immediately to evacuate. Without override, the complex will destruct in 114 minutes.
There wasn't a moment's hesitation from any of them.
I am the bringer of death.
Save your breath. JB, you and Jack go as fast as you can and start digging. We'll get there as quick as we can.
Parts of the fortress's speaker system had decayed over the past 100 years, but other parts still functioned. So the run through the redoubt was a dash at the edge of panic, sprinting through corridors of silence, then encountering the recorded voice once more.
104 minutes remain to termination. Move quickly without panic to the nearest exit point. 103 minutes.
Ryan was only too aware of the danger of someone taking a wrong turn and vanishing into the maze of corridors, so he kept his speed down to that of Doc Tanner's, trying to hustle the old man along without actually driving him beyond his limits.
I'm doing my best, my dear friend. Why do you and the ladies not press on at your own speed and leave me to make my best time?
Disengage your mouth, Doc, and keep the feet moving. We get out together.
Or we vanish into the ether together.
99 minutes. Self-destruct procedure is progressing without override. Use approved comp code to check termination sequence. 98. 98 minutes remaining. Faining.
Shit! Just what we need. A malfunctioning computer.
Turning a corner, the companion saw that Jack was already out of sight, and JB was lying on top of the earthfall, reaching into the gap near the ceiling, dragging back the stone and dirt that the boy was excavating.
Doesn't look so good. Block of concrete falling directly ahead. Jack says he can feel air, and thinks he can make out light.
Jack found seeing difficult in bright daylight, but in the gloom, his eyes were at least as good as Christie's.
83 minutes remaining.
Can Jack shift it?
No way. But he's trying to tunnel under it to the right. Says there's a gap.
A gap for him and a gap for me aren't necessarily the same thing.
82 minutes. Self-destruct procedure is progressing without override. Use approved comp code to check termination sequence. 82 minutes.
Gaia, I wish we could find some way of turning off that woman's endless voice.
It'll turn itself off in 81 minutes.
52 minutes. The time is now 52 minutes and still counting. This is not a drill. This is not a practice evacuation.
Exhausted, fingers bleeding, Jack Lauren had reluctantly agreed to be relieved at the rock base and allowed Ryan to take his place. The others took turns clawing back the piles of loose stones and red dirt that were being pushed from the gap above the fall. It was desperate work. Ryan tried to lock his mind onto the compressed earth ahead of him, forcing away the knowledge that there could be anything up to a mile of solid rock poised above his head. He half expected a slide, a tiny, tiny movement that would smear him into instant eternity. The long panga was useful to jab out gobbets of dirt, but there was little space to use it effectively. Every handful had to be pushed behind so that someone else could drag it in turn into the open tunnel. The working area was about 18 inches high and about 4 feet across at its widest. The long block of crumbling concrete that JB had mentioned was almost an impassable obstacle to their escape route, but Jack had been right. It could just be circumvented. Twice Ryan was certain that he felt it move against his legs and winced, anticipating its 40-ton weight coming across his knees. But it held.
51 minutes until termination. Make sure that you have switched off all electrical equipment and removed all classified material. If you are not sure where to go, check with your manual, page 268, paragraph 2. Please make your way to the appropriate departure point. You now have precisely 50 minutes.
Fuck off, lady!
Jack stooped to pick up a chunk of concrete as big as a baseball, winding up ready to throw it.
No, Jack.
Want her to shut the fuck up!
Better to let it run. We can keep track of the time without stopping to check a cron. Leave it be, Jack.
Reluctantly, the boy dropped the hunk of jagged stone.
36 minutes. Evacuation is proceeding smoothly, and most of the personnel have been removed to places of safety. Will anyone still remaining in any part of the complex go immediately, and I repeat that word, immediately, to the nearest exit? 36 minutes remain to auto-destruct.
Ryan was back in the hole, digging away with the blunted point of his panga. The air seemed fresher. He rested a moment, then jabbed once more at the packed earth. Some slid loose, and he blinked.
Light! I can see light!
Time was becoming desperately short. At 30 minutes, a siren began its banshee howl. The pinprick of light had become the size of a hand, then about the size of a child's head. But there was bedrock on either side, and it was becoming impossibly tight to work. Ryan was close to giving up. The gap wasn't big enough for any of them, even Jack, to wriggle through. The redoubt would be vaporized in less than half an hour, and they would die, trapped in its entrails. The consolation that death would be swift was very small. Even if they got out, the sand was running through the hourglass with such speed that they wouldn't have time to get a safe distance away.
Let me take over, Ryan.
No! If I could just break this angle of...
He pushed his feet against the sides of the escape passage, bracing himself and putting his hands flat against the corner of the chipped rock. Slowly, using every fiber of his fading strength, Ryan straightened his arms. The rock broke away, leaving a wider gap. It was no more than a foot high and barely 2 feet wide, but it was enough. It had to be.
Through! We're through! Come on!
20 minutes remain. Without comp code override, the complex will be subject to controlled termination in 20 minutes.
Ryan wriggled forward. The fresh air was almost like a triple shot of top-grade jolt. It surged into the lungs and raced through the body, rushing into the brain. When Ryan tried to stand up, he became dizzy, overwhelmed by the air and by the brightness of the golden sun. He was vaguely aware of a crimson land stretching below, but his entire preoccupation was with helping the others to escape. Doc was out first, dragging his cane behind him, the bulky Lamar pistol snagging on the raw rock on the left. As soon as he was clear, the glasses of JB glinted in the opening. He pushed through Ryan's Heckler & Koch G12, followed by his own MP7 SD8 automatic rifle. He took Ryan's forearm and slipped easily out into the fresh air. Then Mildred was through, her face beaded in sweat and covered in gray and orange dust. There was a brief delay, then Christie's flaming hair appeared in the darkness. She wriggled her way out, snake-like.
Jack's right behind me.
Like some mythical cave dweller, Jack came through last, his face whiter than ever, his ruby eyes glowing like coals in the sockets of scoured bone.
18 minutes remain. Without confidence, comm code override, the complex will be subject to control termination in 18 minutes.
Ryan's mind was racing. In 18 minutes on level ground, a fit man could probably run something like 2.5 miles, maybe manage 3 in 18 minutes.